It's 11:40. Downtown Chicago has undergone significant changes since the pandemic, from office overhauls to the way workers commute. All this week, we're presenting an in-depth series on this evolution. And today, we're looking at where downtown office space is now and where they may be headed.
Michael Edwards, president and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, says when it comes to the number of people working downtown, Chicago's doing better than most big cities.
We are hovering over 50%, 51 to 55%, which is higher than the average across the country, which is more like in the high 40s.
Edwards says that's partly due to what downtown Chicago offers.
What we call our secret sauce, which is arts and culture.
He says one key to the continued recovery of downtown is to focus on people's concerns.
We need to make sure it's safe. We need to make sure it's clean. We need to make sure that it's healthy and meets people's expectations. Things like the Chicago Transit Authority to kind of be more consistent, to be safer, present themselves as a better public transit system, I think that would help a lot.
Steve Stratton, executive managing director of the commercial real estate firm Jones Lang LaSalle, says downtown's recovery also includes reimagining the future of some office space.
It's going to be a little different. It may not be quite as much in the way of office space. You might convert some of the office buildings on LaSalle Street to residential.
Stratton says downtown Chicago has many positives that will aid its recovery.
It is a spectacular setting on the lake. Great infrastructure. It's got a tremendous education support system. Roosevelt, DePaul, Northwestern, University of Chicago, downtown. So you've got a very strong talent base, and that will not go away. I think Chicago's going to have a rebound and get back to its greatness.
Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.